Blog Talk Radio.
It's Tuesday. Good Tuesday morning to you. It's your girl, Miss Coco. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on Coco Radio on blogtalkradio.com. It is Tuesday. It's Tuesday's tips. And today, we're going to give you a few tips that will help you get you motivated. Yes, school's back in. And it's time to get back to work. No more vacations. No more fun in the sun, life on the beach. It's time to get it back in. And I know everyone dreads the morning rush hours into work. Oh, having to get up and cook breakfast every morning and oh, so many things to do on the to-do list. Got to buy school supplies, got to buy this, got to buy that. So much going on, right? Well, to help you get motivated, you and your family get motivated, we're going to give you a few tips that will definitely, definitely help you get your mind, your body, and your spirit geared up and ready to tackle those to-do lists. First thing in the morning when you wake up, get up and you stretch your body. Just stretch your arms as far as you can, then bend over and circulate all of your blood and all of the air into your body, and so everything can start flowing right. Then, depending on how early you get up in the morning, take a light, nice little 10-minute brisk walk. That's all you have to do. It don't have to be 45 minutes or an hour. You know, just take a nice brisk walk. It can be even 5 minutes. Just get your body into gear. You know, just take a nice brisk walk. For all you coffee lovers or tea lovers, the suggestion is if you want to drink coffee, get some coffee that is not going to be like just going to give you that burst of energy or just by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to be sluggish. You want to get you some that's not going to be so high in and high in caffeine, okay? My cousin, she drinks chai tea from Starbucks. She no longer drinks coffee. She drinks chai tea. Well, I haven't tried chai tea, but I'm pretty sure it's probably less caffeine in it, and it probably gives you the same effect as coffee, but it'll help you. Me, I like to drink a glass of cranberry juice in the morning. That helps me, you know, helps with my kidneys, helps with all of my organs inside, you know. And it also, you know, they have different flavors. You know, you have the pomegranate cranberry juice, you have the cran apple juice, you have the, you know, whatever flavor you like, you know, you can try it, okay? So after you do your brisk walk and you get your tea or your coffee or your juice, you know, you get your kids up. Do the same thing with your kids. Once you get them up, tell them to stretch their body as far as they can, raising their arms up as high as they can, you know, bending over and just getting that blood circulated, you know, and just getting them on track. Because once they do that, then it'll be like, oh, now I'm awake, you know, I'm ready to go. You know, also, you know, give them a glass of juice, orange juice or apple juice or something like that. That kind of helps them, you know, just, you know, give them, it's sugar in it, but sometimes you can dilute it a little bit, put a little water in it to kind of, like, you know, dilute that sugar a little bit in there, okay? So once you do that, you know, start out with a healthy breakfast. You can get some oatmeal. It's high in fiber. Cereal, which is good, but you don't want to get the sugary kind. You know, you want to get the less sugar. You want to find cereal that is less in sugar, because sugar is going to have you so hyped up early, and then by the time it, you know, afternoon comes, you're going to be sluggish, you know. So it's going to help you get motivated, get fit, and get out and just do it. Also, you can get your neighborhood involved, you know. You and your neighborhood can start doing some things, you know. not just, you know, not just for now. I mean, all throughout the entire year, you know, you and your neighborhood, y'all can get together and, you know, start a get motivated campaign going on, you know. And once you start doing that, others will join in. As we talked about a little bit yesterday, my guest that was here yesterday with me, you know, talked about getting out and getting motivated and not being such a hermit because you got to do all these things and you just want to stay in the house. No, you got to get out and get motivated and get your, you know, get your mind right, get your body right, and get your, as well as your spirit right, okay? All right. So those are some different tips that you can try and different things that you can do. Because I do it myself every morning, you know. Sometimes if I don't really feel like getting up, you know, I'll stretch. I'll do my stretches. And then if I want to lay back down, I will. And I will just, like, you know, read. You know, I'll read a few inspirational quotes or devotions to kind of help me get my mind right and my spirit right. And then once I get that, then I'm kind of like, you know what, I'm boosted. I'm ready to do something. You know, I'm ready to get out there and jog or whatever, or, you know, take the world by storm. All right? So also, like, during lunchtime while you're at work, you know, and you say, you know what, I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want to eat. Instead of going and getting that burger from McDonald's or Burger King, opt for a salad. Or if you want to continue to get the burger, or instead of getting a burger, actually get a chicken sandwich. And then instead of fries, get a salad. And I'm telling you, if you do, I promise you, it's so much better. It's healthier. You don't have to worry about all that grease and the fat and everything like that. But you get your chicken salad and you get, not a chicken salad, you get a chicken sandwich and you get salad. And it's so good. I like Wendy's crispy chicken sandwich and I like their little side salad. It only costs you about a couple of, you know, like $2 and some change. And you get you some water, have you some bottled water or, you know, get you a cup of water or something like that. But you want to be careful with your water intake because, you know, with the sodium that's already in your body, and then you know it can cause the water, you know, the sodium in your body, and mixed with the water, it can cause you to become very toxic, or the water to become very toxic. You know, you've seen a lot of football players, you know, who, like, what happened? Why did they get sick all of a sudden like this, you know, because of how much water they're taking. And so you want to kind of watch the amount of water that you take into your body. They say you need to take at least about 8 ounces of water every day. Or, you know, I like to do at least 2 or 3 bottles of water, like 1 in the morning, you know, or sometimes in the afternoon, and then, you know, before I go to bed and everything like that, because I'm telling you that it helps you really good when you drink water before you go to bed. Drink a glass of water before you go to bed because it lowers your blood pressure, and it also prevents heart disease. You know, so you want to do that at night when you come in, okay? Always find different things that, you know, that are good for you, you know, and for your family as well, okay? Like I said, you know, you got the schools back in and you got to get back to work, no more vacation time until Christmas or till the holidays, and so it's going to be kind of really tough. So to help you get motivated and get, you know, get your spirits in gear and everything like that, you want to follow some of those tips, okay? All right, we only have a few minutes left here in the show. But I want to remind everyone that make sure you tune in every week for Inspirational Monday, also Tuesday Tips and Hot Topics Wednesday. Tomorrow, make sure you definitely tune in for Hot Topics Wednesday. Got a lot of topics that's going on. A lot of things happen over the weekend, and I want to share those things with you. And I will also want you to call in 347-324-3044 and give us your hot topics that's been going on in your area, okay? You can always tweet at us, too, at twitter.com/midnightcoco, at midnightcoco on twitter.com, or MissCoco09. You can also find us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/CocoRadio, or Corey period Marinus, K-O-R-R-I period M-A-R-R-O-N. Or you can visit our official website at www.cocoshow.webs.com. Yep, once again, that is www.cocoshow.webs.com. Or you can email some of your hot topics at midnightcocoshow@gmail.com. Okay, so what are we going to start doing at the beginning of each morning, depending on what time you get up? Let's say if you wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and when you get up, you do your stretches, and you take your 10-minute walk, then you come back and get your kids up, do the same thing with them, get their bodies up and stretch them and get their breakfast going. By 7 o'clock, 7:30, you're out the door. See, as long as you do that, you'll start feeling, oh, okay, cool. And then by the time the end of the week, or the weekend, you know, you could just chill out and mellow out. You don't have to worry about your body being so stressed out, like, oh, I'm so stressed out from work or this and that and everything like that. So then on the weekends, you and your girlfriend, she can get together. And, you know, you can, do your routine with them, share your routine with them. Or you can get with your girlfriends or your friends in the neighborhood, and you can, all of you guys can, you know, put on, like, do, like, little get-togethers, you know, over the weekend. Like, have tea day or, you know, afternoon tea or brunch or whatever like that, you know, and visit each other's houses. You don't have to stay so secluded to yourself. You can share and go and visit some of your friends and some of your neighbors. This morning, make sure you hit me up on Twitter at Midnight Coco or Miss Coco 09. Find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Coco Radio or Corey Period Marin. I'm also still working on my second book, actually two more books at the same time. But so we're working on right now, we're working on the second one called Seeking Forever. So we're still winding down that. We're finishing that one up, and then we're getting ready to go into you know, talk with the editors and everything like that and getting all the production work done on Seeking Forever. So make sure you tune in for that. We're going to have some new shows that we're going to be implementing soon. We're going to be doing Thursday's Confession. And also we're going to give you the opportunity to pick some of the topics that you would like for us to talk about. And it's going to be called Audience Topics Day. All right? So we haven't made a decision on what day we're actually going to do that, but we're going to definitely let you know, okay? Hit us up on our official website at www.cocoshow.webs.com. All right, until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it's your last, because life has its struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa, and guess what? You will be all right. I'm your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on Coco Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Have a great day, and I will see you back here tomorrow.
It's Tuesday's tip.